Time for class, bells are ringing, children singing, time for class. There are seven days a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every Sunday is the Lord's Day. We will praise and honor Him. Every Sunday is the Lord's Day. We will praise and honor Him. Every Wednesday we will study. We will come to Bible class. Every Wednesday we will study. We will come to Bible class. Bells away, we put the bells away today. Bells away, we put the bells away today. Did you come to worship in a train?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a train?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a plane?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a plane?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a boat?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a boat?
Oh, no!
Did you come to worship in a car?
Oh, yes!
Yes, we came to worship in a car. Zach came to class with all the other boys and girls. Zach came to class. Where is Raina? Where is Raina? Is she here? Is she here? Time for Bible class. Time for Bible class. There she is. There she is. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Praise God, give thanks to the Father in all that you say and do. Well, amen, amen, sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord has died for you. Praise God, give thanks to the Father in all that you say and do. Well, amen, amen, sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord has risen for you. Praise God, give thanks to the Father in all that you say and do. Well, amen, amen, sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord is living in you. We can talk to God each day when we fold our hands to pray, close our eyes and bow our heads at the table or in bed. We can talk to God each day when we fold our hands to pray. We like to talk to God. We like to talk to God. We like to thank Him for everything. Thank you, God. Give thanks to God for everything, for everything, for everything. Give thanks to God for everything He gives us. Thank you, God, for giving us. Thank you, God, for giving us everything we need. Praise the Lord, joyfully. Give thanks to God for the food we eat, our homes and our church family. Praise God for giving us all that we need. Praise the Lord. Jesus taught us how to pray to God our Father every day. Morning, noon, and night time too, we can pray, and so can you. Yes, we can pray. Yes, we can pray. Yes, we can pray to God throughout the day. Bible words, thank you God for Bible words. They teach us how to live and pray. Thank you God for Bible words. This is the way we pat the Bible, pat the Bible, pat the Bible. This is the way we pat the Bible with our baby hands. Pat the Bible book, pat the Bible book, pat it with your little hand. Pat the Bible book, pat the Bible book, pat it with your little hand. Oh, I like to pat the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Oh, I like to pat the Bible with hands God gave me. I'll pat, pat, and pat, pat. I'll pat, pat, and pat, pat. Oh, I like to pat the Bible with hands God gave me. Oh, I love to read the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Oh, I love to read the Bible with eyes God gave me. I'll read and I'll read and I'll read and I'll read. Oh, I love to read the Bible with eyes God gave me. Oh, I love to hear the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Oh, I love to hear the Bible with ears God gave me. I'll listen and listen, I'll listen and listen. Oh, I love to hear the Bible with ears God gave me. The more we read the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the more we read the Bible, the happier we'll be. We'll learn about Jesus and how we can trust him. The more we read the Bible, the happier we'll be. Oh, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I love to hear the stories from the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I love the Bible, the book of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Bible! I have a wonderful treasure, a gift from God without measure, and so we travel together, my Bible and me. 66, 66, 66 books in the Bible. 66, 66, 66 books in the Bible. 66, 66, 66 books in the Bible. The Bible has two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New. Put them together and what do you get? The Bible for me and for you. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts and the letters to the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, Jude and Revelation. The first book of the Bible is Genesis, Genesis, Genesis. The first book of the Bible is Genesis, Genesis. The Bibles go in the box, the Bibles go in the box. God's word we'll learn today, the Bibles go in the box. Abraham and Sarah left their homeland. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They went to a land that God did show them. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Sarah married Abraham. 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 Sarah married Abraham. They moved across the land. Nation, land, and seed. Nation, land, and seed. God's promises to Abraham were nation, land, and seed. Then God sent them a little baby. Isaac was the baby's name. God blessed the world through little Isaac. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. With loving kindness, Rebecca helped get the water from the well. She watered all the camels too. Rebecca was kind, and so are you. Rebecca married Isaac, Isaac, Isaac. Rebecca married Isaac. She moved across the land. Isaac and his wife would be filled with joy. They were blessed one day with two baby boys. Esau would be strong everywhere he went, but Jacob stayed near the tent. Esau was a mighty hunter. Hairy man and crude was he. Jacob had smooth skin, pleased his mother, then he would soon from Esau have to flee. Esau came one day from the field so weak, he was hungry, and to his brother speaks, "Give me food or I'll never live this night." Jacob traded him for his birthright. Isaac asked Esau for some food one day. He prepared to hunt and went on his way. Jacob, with the help of his mother sly, got the blessing with a great big lie. Jacob ran away from his brother's wrath, knew that he would follow a different path. Went to sleep that night, he was all alone. For a pillow, used a cold hard stone. He saw angels in a dream, and to Jacob they did seem to go up to heaven. And then God spoke, gave his blessing, then the man awoke. Surely God was here, and I did not know that the Lord would be where'er I go. It's the gate of heaven, the house of God. See the hallowed ground I have trod. Esau was a mighty hunter, hairy man and crude was he. Jacob had smooth skin, pleased his mother, then he would soon from Esau have to flee. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, every step leads us to him. See the angels who adore him, rise and shine and honor him. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin, these are the 12 sons of Jacob. Once there were three patriarchs. Once there were three patriarchs. Patri, patriarch, arch, arcs. Patri, patriarch, arch, arcs. Once there were three patriarchs. The first one's name was Abraham. The first one's name was Abraham. Abraham. The first one's name was Abraham. The second one's name was Isaac. The second one's name was Isaac. Isaac. The second one's name was Isaac. The third one's name was Jacob. The third one's name was Jacob. Jacob. The third one's name was Jacob.